We're in Nitzivot Shalom on Parshat Vayera. We're in Sefer Bereshit, page Kuf Yud Zayin. We're going to be learning about today Inyan HaNisyonot, the Nitzivot Shalom's perspective on the tests of Avraham Avinu. Asra Nisyonot Nitnasa Avraham Avinu Va'amad B'chulam Lehodia Kama Chibato Shel Avraham Avinu Lifnei HaMakom. The Mishnah Berakhei Avot tells us that Avraham was given 10 tests and that he succeeded in all of them to show the deep love that Avraham Avinu had before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzarich Peor, L'shem Ma Katva HaTorah Kedoshah B'Arichut Gdola Et Kol Parshiot HaNisyonot Shel Avraham Avinu. Why is the Torah going at length to tell us about all of these tests of Avraham Avinu? K'mo she'mena'um Chazal, as Chazal count them, V'yira Ba'aretz, V'tikach HaYisha Beit Paro, V'yishlach HaMelech, V'yikach Et Tzarah V'chulei. Meaning all of these things that happen in Lech Lecha and V'yira, so many of them are part of these 10 tests, whether it's the famine in the land, or going through the difficulties when they went down to Egypt with Paro, or Avimelech taking Sarah again in this week's Parsha. Of all of the tests, the seemingly greatest test of Avraham Avinu, which was Akedat Yitzchak, Valokim Nasat Avraham, where it's, we're told in this week's parsha, it's actually listed, it's named as a test. None of the other tests are named so. It's called the text itself says, and God tested Avraham with Akedat Yitzchak. Shenichtav al kol pratav, which is given all of its details. Arei haTorah kedoshah Torat Chaim, ve'in basi prei dvarim ba'alma. And as the Nitzivot Shalom always loves to emphasize, because it's so important to remember, especially in Sefer Bereishit, which is so story-oriented, that the Torah is not just coming to tell us stories. Within those stories, couched within those stories, is infinite wisdom, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifesting himself in this world, underneath the surface of those stories. And just like stories, as always, we transmit so much through stories, because a narrative of a story can contain within it so much more. There's infinite wisdom and infinite lessons, and underneath the surface of those stories, there are things that we need to know for our lives and all generations. What is the Torah teaching us through all of these discussions of all of these tests? Why only by this test, as we pointed out? If there are 10 tests, why is it only by Akedat Yitzchak that the Torah goes out of its way to call it a test? If there were 10 tests, so either the Torah should call none of them tests, and it's assumed, or call all of them tests. But why is it that specifically by this test does the Torah go out of its way to state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing Avraham? Otzarich Beor. Kushyat HaMaharal, that which the Maharal asks. Madua Rak Eitzel Avraham Matzinu Shnit Nesab Asara Nesiot. Why is it only by Avraham Avinu that we see that he was tested 10 times? V'lo B'shar HaAvot. Why weren't the other Avot also given 10 tests? V'ish Lamar. Hainyan Al Pima Shekatuv HaMeore Naim. Beautiful Sefer Chassidut Me'orei Na'im says on Parshat Va'ira, Shekemo she'Avraham Avinu nitnesa ba'asara nisyonot, that just like Avraham Avinu was given 10 tests, kach kol Yehudi over b'yemei chayav asara nisyonot lefi arko, that every single Jew, as being the child of Avraham Avinu, as containing within the genes of Avraham Avinu, as all stemming from Avraham Avinu, that the Torah is telling us that he was given 10 tests because every single Jew on their level is given 10 tests over the course of their lifetime as well. V'hainu, ki kol yudi nosei shlichut elyona, shelema'ana yarad le'olam, lemalei shlichut zo. That every single Jew, and we talked about this at length in Nitzivot Shalom last week in Lech Lecha, that every single Jew has a particular shlichut, has a particular goal of what they're meant to attain in this world. And they were put into this world in order to fulfill that test, in order to fulfill that shlichut. I'm blanking on the word, help me.
Tafkid,
I'm looking for an English word.
Purpose? Mission,
thank you. Great, there we go. To fulfill that mission in this world. To fulfill that mission, that's why we're here. We're given there, that we're given that mission, we're meant to fulfill it, which is the English of tafkid. Then through those tests, a person fulfills their job of what they're supposed to accomplish in this world. V'alpi divrei haramban, dema'alato shel Avraham Avinu hayita gdola. And according to the Ramban, that the Ma'ala, that great loftiness that Avraham Avinu achieved, that he reached, was so great, not because he kept all of the Torah. And by the way, he kept the whole Torah without having the Torah, which is not just great in keeping the Torah. He kept the Torah, he didn't have it. He was able to live Torah in such a way where he was keeping the Torah even without the Torah itself. But that wasn't his Ma'ala. It was that he accomplished, that he succeeded in all of these tests. Debazeho dia kamachivato, that's how he showed his deep love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvaze ikar gedulato v'tifarto al haflagat chibato lifnei hamakom. That was his major greatness and his glory in terms of being able to show how much, how deep his love was before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu shekiyum kol haTorah kula, that even keeping the whole Torah itself, adayin ein bo kedei lehodia godel chavivut shel Avraham Avinu. That was not enough to show how much, how beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to Avraham, and how beloved he was before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rak ha-nisyonot modi'im kama chibato. Only through striving and accomplishing through those tests, that showed how much he was beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hari kemokin, who befrat eitzel kol yachid, and so too by every single one of us. Tzarich la'avor asarat nisirot lefi arko, that each one of us is to go through 10 tests according to our level. Sheitachin sheyudi mekayim kol haTorah kula, ach adayin lo hitchil limalei et hashlichut shebavra yad leolam. That it could be that a Jew fulfills the entire Torah and hasn't even begun to fulfill their mission in this world. Shadayin einzo kolo chalakach, that that's not proving anything by filling the Torah. Ela nisyonot ha'ovrim alav, the nisyonot, the test that we go through. Heim asher modi'im kama chibato shel kol achad ve'achad. That's what shows how much, how beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, how much, how dedicated we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shal yadam hu mimalei et shlichuto ba'olam, because through that we're filling our mission in this world. Because the Torah is shavei l'kol nefesh. The Torah is equally accessible to every single Jew. The Torah is put in front of us because there's an expectation that every Jew is going to engage the Torah, is going to internalize the Torah, is going to live the Torah. But the way in which we show that we, that us as an individual, that I as an individual am dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and gives me a test, that b'hashgachato, that through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine providence, he designs a test exactly according to where I'm at, according to where my level of free will is at, according to exactly what I can withstand, exactly where my threshold is, and that's a moment for me where I'm going to have a genuine pull in two directions, to fulfill my tafkid in this world, to fulfill my shlichut in this world, to fulfill my mission and my goal and my destiny in this world or not. That in standing in that moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I know you have the capacity to achieve this. I know you have the capacity to bring out from within you. Quoting the Ramban says that the whole point of a test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if we can succeed or not, it's to take it mikoach el hapoel, that we have that potential. Are we going to actualize that? Are we going to show that? Are we going to bring out l'maaseh to the world our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our avodas Hashem? That's that moment where we truly show, are we filling our tafkid in this world or not? Not that the Torah isn't important, chas v'shalom. The Torah is presumed that can be accomplished. The Torah is there for us to engage. The Torah is there for us to internalize. And it's that which allows us to know how to succeed in those tests and how to live life as a Jew. But knowing how to live life as a Jew and actualizing life as a Jew in this world, that's by striving through those nisyonot. That's overcoming those tests. That's looking at the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara in the face, with both pulling us, and it's not clear in this world, this post-Chet Adam Rishon world, where we live in a reality of Adat of Tov and Ra, of emerging, a mingling of Tov and Ra, where sometimes the Yetzer Tov looks like the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara looks like the Yetzer HaTov, and sometimes it's hard to tell. And to stand in that moment between Tov and Ra, at the Bocher B'Tov, the Bocher and Ratzon Hashem, you want to talk about a world of confusion? Can you imagine Avraham Avinu standing there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to shecht your son. How easy it would have been, for Avinu to say what? What could he just have said? Not just no, that's just denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That must be the Yetzer Hara. That must be a trick. It must be some sort of, there's something here that I'm just not getting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never ask me to do that, and he could have convinced himself easily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do this. So much so that, I don't know if he's going to bring it up in this piece, but he mentions in a lot of the pieces around these parshiot, very beautifully is Medayek in the Pasuk Tzivot Shalom, that it says that when Avraham Avinu went to go and shecht Yitzchak, so it says, Vayishlach et yado, Vayikach et ha'ma'achelet lishchot et beno, that he sent out his hand and picked up the knife to shecht his son, to shecht Yitzchak. So the Tzivot Shalom asks, what does it mean, Vayishlach et yado? Just say he picked up the knife. How did he pick up the knife? How does anybody pick up a knife? With their hand. So I mean, he sent out his hand. That Avraham Avinu had purified himself so much, that he purified himself to the point where not just his mind was focused on Avodas Hashem, and not just his heart was focused on Avodas Hashem, but his body was so purified that his body was only able to do that which was Ratzon Hashem. And the end of the story shows us that what was Ratzon Hashem? Was Ratzon Hashem to Shecht Yitzchak or not to Shecht Yitzchak? What was really Ratzon Hashem? Not a trick question. What was the end of the story? Not Shecht Yitzchak. So his body knew that. And he went to go and pick up the knife. And his hand rebelled. His hand wouldn't pick up the knife. Because his whole body was purified, that his body would only do Ratzon Hashem. And against his body's will, Vayishlach et yado. He didn't care if his body said no. Because at that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yes. And nothing was going to stop him from doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Nothing. It's an incredible thing. Kavachomer bin Benosha Kavachomer, to think about on the flip side. When our body tells us to do ra, because we haven't purified our bodies to that level. If Avraham Avinu was able to force his hand to pick up the knife to shecht his son for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so for us? Then when our body is reaching out to pick up that food, not for this table, but I'm saying as an example, to pick up that food that's not kosher. When our body is challenging us, whether or not to give the other person, the opposite gender, that high five or not. But whatever the case may be, where our hand is desiring to go out, to dafka, at least to fight the ra, that we're meant to fight our bodies in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible thing to think about. But those are those nisyonot. The Torah is presumed. The Torah is accessible to everyone. It's a machloket, and the answer is that both can be true. That in Parshat Nitzavim, whether it's talking about tshuva or it's talking about the Torah, lo b'shamayim hi. So let's assume it's talking about Torah. It's not across the sea and it's not up in the sky. It's right here. Beficha uvil vavcha la'asoto. It's in our mouth. It's already in our hearts. It's already there. We just have to engage. We have to bring it back inside. That's a given. Even by Arvin who didn't have a Torah. It was a given. What shows his kivah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What shows our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ashkachato designs that test, that's exactly where I'm at. Do I engage that test? Do I live inside of that test to make sure that I come out the other side if I made the right choice? That shows how our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Designed for me. It's built for me. It's exactly where I'm at. How much have I internalized that Torah to build within myself a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that pours out in the context of that test? That's what it's coming to show us. Going back a line, Harei kemo kein hu befrat itzel kol yachid, so too by every single one of us, the first line of the word is kol. Kol yachid. Shetzarich la'avor asara nisyonot lefi arkol, that each one of us has to go through 10 tests according to our level. Sheitachin sheyudi mekayim kol ha-Torah kula, because a Jew can keep the entire Torah, adayin lo hitchil lemalei ha-tashlichut she'avra yarad lelam. A person has even begun to fulfill their tafkid in this world. They may not have even begun. Shadain einzo kol hochacha lekach. It doesn't prove anything. Ela nisyonot ha'ovrim alav himasher modiim kama chibato shel kol echad ve'echad. That's what shows the love of every single person. Shal yadam hu malei atzichuto ba'olam. That's what we fill our shechut in this world. Next paragraph. Ba'aviur bazeh kedi'it v'sarim hakadoshim shetachlit kol ha'torah v'chol ha'mitzvot yahavat Hashem v'tikut ba'Hashem. As it says in all the sarim hakadoshim, the whole goal of the Torah. And all the whole goal of the mitzvot is to create a reality inside of us of ahavat Hashem. To create a reality between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dvikut and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah is meant to produce inside of us. The Torah is here to teach us how to be ohavei Hashem. How to achieve dvikut b'Hashem. That's what it's for. It's the 10 tests that bring out and show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reveal and testify to the love and dvekut that we've achieved so far. Lo'odia kama chibato lifnei ha'makom, to show how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo she'etzel Avraham Avinu, like by Avraham Avinu, she'ikar ha'nisyonot hu b'midat ahava, that by him the majority of the tests were all on the level of ahavat Hashem. She'ayu b'neihem ki'ilu nisyonot she'lo haya b'yado la'asot me'uma, v'lo hayu tuliyim b'bechirato, to the point where it's on that borderline where it's not even within a person's bechira anymore to achieve that. Because it's on the borderline of bechira. It's not by rote, that's not a test. And it's not beyond us, that's also not a test. That it's right there sitting on that borderline of exactly what I can accomplish. שהיו ביניהם כאילו ניסיונות שלא היו בידו לעשות מאומה ולא היה תלויים בחירתו, ומשמעות עמידתו בניסיון, and the meaning of withstanding the test הייתה בכך שקיבל באהבה את רצון השם, that he accepted upon himself רצון השם in that moment, despite the fact that it was almost impossible to achieve. וכגון ויהי רעב בארץ, like the test of if there being a famine in the land. ותוקח האישה בית פרו לבית אבימלך, and when Sarah was taken into בית פרו, and Sarah was taken into בית אבימלך, שבכל אלו הרי לא היה בידו מה לעשות. In those instances, what was there for him to do? What was there for him to do? He can't unmake a famine. He couldn't fight Paro. He couldn't fight Avimelech. There wasn't even, so to speak, free choice involved. Those things happened to him. Ela shekibel zot be'ahava. The nisayon there wasn't in what to do. It was in who he was and how to react and how to respond and how to internalize that moment. That he accepted those moments ba'ahava. Ki kach ritzono yiparach, recognizing that was ritzon Hashem. That's part of what the Zinsinot are. It's not always that there's two choices in front of us and what do we choose. That it's internally, how do we respond when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings things about in the world? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo aleinu, brings about tragedy in my life. Do I respond and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you do this? Do I respond with anger? Do I respond with resentment? Do I respond not with inquisitive questioning, but antagonistic questioning? Questioning out of anger or questioning because I want to understand? That internal response, that's part of our test. That's part of our nisyonot. We have a choice how to respond. We have a choice how to react internally. Am I somebody who, speaking of people who were referencing yesterday's Shir Klali, am I a person who has come to a place of rulership over my own internal world? Rulership over my midot? And I choose how I respond? Or do my emotions and my midot rule me and tell me how I'm going to respond? Am I in control of my own internal world? Or does my internal world control me? It's a very deep question. It's a very deep question. Comes up in all of our relationships. If you think about, like, in parenting, for example, that a parent has to consider very carefully. Most parents, they know, like, okay, so there are sometimes where I'm happy with my child, and sometimes where I'm annoyed with my child, sometimes where I'm angry with my child. It's not so simple. Not so simple. That one is only supposed to react to a child by choice. And there are moments in my own life where I show my child anger. But if I show my child anger because my child has made me angry, then I failed as a parent. If my child did something that's incorrect, and mitzad chinuchi, educationally, the child needs to understand that that's something which is unacceptable in a way, that lesson is taught through showing a face of anger, and so I utilize my midah of ka'as in order to teach that lesson, no more and no less, that's parenting. It's a very different way of thinking about it. Am I in control of my internal world, or is my internal world in control of me? When my friend does something to me that's hurtful, and I respond, do I respond by yelling at them? Do I respond by cold-shouldering them? Do I respond by giving them a silent treatment? Do I respond by not going over to their house for Friday night dinner? Whatever the case may be. Am I reacting because I'm hurt? That my internal world is controlling me? If I recognize that the person needs to understand that they hurt me, and that I might need to show a face of pain, so they can understand that when they do that, I'm hurt by that. But not to hurt them, but to show them the consequences of their actions, and the pain that they have that I'm experiencing because of it, so we can try to work this out, that's a choice. When I show love, that's also a choice. That's also a choice. Do I show it to anybody who gives me that feeling inside? Do I interact with everybody who I let my feelings guide how I'm going to interact with the person? Do I measure out? This is a person who it's appropriate to show that level of ahava to, and that person needs to be restricted a little bit. I have to show gvura. And that person I don't overflow with ahava toward, because that's inappropriate. But in the same way, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, totally different realm, with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me a test, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts me difficulties in life, and we all have, we definitionally all have difficulties in life, because to say that any of us don't, denies hashkacha. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives all of us difficulties as nisyonot. And when I'm in that moment of that test that's on my level, I'm given that moment where I'm experiencing that deep pain. Do I turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu and I lash out in anger and not show up for davening that day and not open up my siddur that day or not show up my chavruta that day? Not do my chesed that day? Or do I say a Kadosh Baruch Hu? If you're doing this, called the Avid Rachamana L'Tava Avid. If Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're doing this, whatever you're doing for the good. And accept that reality ba'ahava, knowing that it's ba'ashkachat Hashem, that's Avraham Avinu. It's not something that's easy, something to strive for, that's Avraham Avinu. Accepting it with ahava. Coming, leaving behind. Lech lecha me'artzecha, umelaretcha, umeitavicha, la'artzerecha. Can you imagine that test? Leaving your whole life behind. To go where? Where does he go? Where does he go? Eretz Yisrael. Leaves everything behind. He gets there. He pitches his tent. He builds a mizbeach. And he turns around. And God's like, okay, no food. Can you imagine if he goes, I lived, I had food. I had a home. I had a place. I moved and picked up everything and moved here. For you. I built a mizbeach. For you. You can't even let the crops grow this year? Forget about it. Can you imagine Jewish history if he was like, forget about it, I'm going back home? He says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're clearly directing me toward Mitzrayim. So I'm going to go to Mitzrayim. Can I take my... Paro's going to take my wife? Okay. I'm going to dive it to you because you're the one who's organizing this. And wouldn't you know it, things turn around. And he comes back from Mitzrayim, Beruchush Gadol, and he's able to establish his empire in Eretz Yisrael because of his turmoil in Mitzrayim. Because he accepted it with Ahava. And so he has Rechush Gadol now, so everything's good, right? No. Now he has Rechush Gadol, so what happens? Whatever, the test of wealth. His shepherds and Lot's shepherds suddenly get into a machloket. They're arguing, there's not enough land. Why is there enough land? Because he just came back with all these sheep. And how do you respond to Lot, who you brought with you to Eretz Canaan? How do we respond? Recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inching us one step closer to the ultimate fulfillment through every test that we have in our lives. Taking it forward. Through all these tests, middle of the paragraph, first word line is Ritzono Yiparach. Period. Sheikar midato shel Avraham Avinu, the main midah of Avraham Avinu, he midata chesed, is this midah of chesed. Midata ahava, the midah of ahava, of love, of giving, of going beyond himself. And the major tests that he had were to show that, express deeper and deeper levels of his ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the test of the Akedah, that was his major test of ahava. Kemosha Biarno, as he explains in the previous pieces on Akedat Yitzchak, or the coming pieces on Akedat, so both the pieces on Akedat Yitzchak. Kemosha Biarno inyan vayishkem Avram b'boker, that he got up early in the morning. The Pirush Rashi, as Rashi says, sheniz darez l'mitzvah. He didn't dread that morning. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go and check your son, he set his alarm to wake up early. With excitement. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, set his alarm early. To get up and get ready to go. That out of his great love to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he schemed a boker. He got up early in the morning, and he put the saddle on his donkey. Because his love was able to distort his whole perspective of reality. Which is a funny way of framing it. His love was able to reorient reality to what it really was. Wasn't distorting reality. Avat Hashem is what orients ourselves to reality. But he was even able to go and get up with that excitement because it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu once. That's reality. So too in the essence of the Akedah itself. That it's on the level of Ahava can totally distort. There's no rationality anymore. The test wasn't in the act itself. It was in the stira by Avraham Avinu. That yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me, through Yitzchak, I'm going to build a nation through you, through him. And today you're telling me to bring him as a korban. How is that possible? Avraham Avinu kibel zot b'tachlit ahava. It doesn't matter what you told me yesterday. It doesn't matter what you told me today. Whatever you tell me now, that's what I'm going to do. That's ahava. In the microcosm of that in this world, that's a marriage. It doesn't matter what my spouse said to me yesterday. If my spouse wants something different today, two things. One in real shalom bayit, which it's so hard to achieve. In real shalom bayit, one is naseh. Go do it. And then two is also the nishma. It's not saying to blindly follow. that there's a meaning in turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, naseh, done. But also nishma. What changed? What changed? Why do you want me to do this now? Not why would you have me do this? There's no anger in that. Because I love you. I want to understand you. I said to my wife, I love you. I want to understand you. Yesterday you wanted this, and today you want this, and done. It's already done. I'm so curious. What happened? Now, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no change. By Espes, there is change. What happened between yesterday and today that today you want something different? Because I want to understand you, because that's going to bring me closer to you. Not to fight it, but to accept it out of love and to want to understand. That the goal of all Torah mitzvot, the goal is and difficult Hashem, that's shown through the test that we go through. Uvieter se'et b'nisayon ha'akedah, and of all of them, even more so by the akedah itself. V'im ein lanu shayachud l'madrega rama kazo shel ahava she'orer Avraham Avinu b'nisayon ha'akedah, and if we don't have the level, we're not up to the level yet, of the level of ahava that Avraham Avinu had at the akedah, next paragraph on the top of the next column. Aval etzem ha'davar shayach l'chol yudi, but what's true by all Jews, l'fi'erko, according to their level, b'chol nisayon she'ovrim alav, that by every test that they have that comes upon them, sha'ikar b'hem ya'ava, that the main goal is to show our ahavat Hashem. That every little bit of ahava, that a Jew gives over of himself or herself, gives up of him or herself, is makriv out of their ahava. That shows how much I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the level of a person is not just determined by keeping the Torah. It's through their achieving and succeeding in those tests. That through that we fulfill our goal in this world. Shlichut again is. What?
Mission.
Thank you. Our mission in this world and our goal in this world. Lodia kamachi batolif niyam makom. To show how our love before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. V'divrei ha-me'orinayim, and what the words of the me'orinayim mean. Me'irim lanu. Are lighting up for us. Kol parashat nisniot are lighting up for us and explaining to us what this whole parashiot of these nisniot are about, of these tests are about. She'ichtav v'arichut batorah, that they're at so much length in the Torah. And also why the tests of Yitzchak and Yaakov aren't told to us. We don't have to. Once we're told Avram's tests, we know that everybody goes through 10 tests. And it's a Zavar Pasha that Yitzchak had 10 tests. And it's a Zavar Pasha that Yaakov also had 10 tests. Because every Jew goes through 10 tests. And so too do they go through tests. Aval Shaharishon hi Avraham Avinu. The first one was Avraham. Shatra katva et hanisyonot shelo, and the Torah is telling us his nisyonot. Lamed lanu inyan hanisyonot, to teach us what these nisyonot are about. Hanogeh l'chol achad v'achad b'chol adorot, which is relevant to every single person through all generations. Next paragraph. Chilek haTorah hazeh shel parshiyot hanisyonot shel Avraham Avinu. This aspect of the Torah, of these parshiyot, of the tests of Avraham Avinu, melamdenu shebechol mitzvah yish etzem kiyum ha-mitzvah shu chilak ha-asiyah shal ha-mitzvah v'yish tachlit u-pnimiyut ha-mitzvah shibechinat atzilut shal ha-mitzvah. What the Torah is telling us in these parshiyot of the test of Avraham Avinu is that within every single mitzvah there are two aspects. There's the essential fulfillment of the mitzvah itself, the doing of the mitzvah, but there's also the goal and the internal reality of that mitzvah, which is the highest point of that mitzvah. Ukigon mitzvat mila, shaleh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram, italech lefanai v'yet tamim. And like with the mitzvah of Brit Milah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avraham Avinu, where in the context of that mitzvah, God tells Avraham Avinu to walk before me and be tamim, be perfect, be whole. V'amru chazal, and chazal say about this, ala pasuk, sas anochi al imratecha, kemotzei shal al rav, dekayel mitzvat mila shekiblu aleihem b'simcha v'adayin mekaymin oto b'simcha. That about that mitzvah, the pasuk, that's what the pasuk is telling us. Sas anochi al imratecha, how much joy I have in the words of your mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemotzei shal al rav, as if I found tremendous goodness in this world. Tremendous fortune in this world. The kail mitzvah mila, that's about the mitzvah of mila, shekiblu aleihem b'simcha. Avraham Avinu, who was in old age, and the pain that he was going to go through by doing brit mila at that point, that he responded with, sasanuch el imratecha kemotzei shel al rav. Can you imagine somebody going into, like a person going into surgery, being wheeled down, and singing, Eve duet Hashem b'sim, like going down as they get wheeled into surgery, right? Nobody would do that. It's a horrible thing. Arvinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Brit Milah, a whole new realm of Hashem I can keep now. I'm so excited. So there's going to be surgery. There's going to be pain. I don't care. I don't care. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. What I've just found in this world, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me this mitzvah, that's my whole reaction. That's me in charge of my internal world. That was how Avram responded. V'hainu sheb mitzvat milah, ikar pnimiyut ha-mitzvah, v'ainyan ha-skuli sheba, yasimcha sh'yudi samach u'merutze b'Hashem yiparach. That in the mitzvah of milah, the essence of the internal reality of that mitzvah all comes from the simcha that a Jew has in the Brit Milah itself. And when a Jew has that enlightenment, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon a Jew the ability to have that tremendous simcha in the mitzvah, that when a person by all of us, get to that point where we're able to fulfill that mitzvah, where we see our child, our son, when each one of us sees our son go into that moment of being able to be machnis into the brit of Avraham Avinu. And don't worry, it's just as hard on the women's side. Very often you'll see women crying, the mothers crying on the women's side, because out of their maternal instinct, their love for their child, they don't want to see their child go through pain. But that a reality of that mitzvah is, and I'm not in any way negating that, and certainly a woman who's 8 days after she gave birth to her child, she can get through whatever she wants. Not judging any woman. But that a person to be able to be in that moment, to stand there and only to be in a reality of simcha, which he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you as a gift, to be in a reality of simcha, that this is the greatest happiness that I can have, to see my son enter into the brit of Avraham Avinu and to become a Jew and to be part of the court of the king. And that's an essential part of that mitzvah. To still keep that mitzvah b'simcha, despite the pain of the child, but knowing that ultimately that I'm doing Ratzon Hashem and that this is what's bringing my child into a reality of being a Jewish person. There are mitzvot where the essence inside of them is simcha. And there are mitzvot where the internal reality of them is love. To still keep them with love despite all odds. Like Shabbat and Yom Tov, where we're supposed to experience a level of ahava. Right, we say that that there's supposed to be a simcha and a sason in Yom Tov. Shabbat is a day of ahava, a day of ratzon. It's interesting that it doesn't use the lashon of simcha by Shabbat. And we talked about this in previous shirim, particularly by Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah, that the chagim are all about building to a reality of simcha. But that there's a different reality by Shabbat. That Shabbat, somehow, separately, distinctly, is meant to bring about a reality of ahava. Which is fascinating to think about that, going into Shabbat. Why is Shabbat bringing out a reality of ahava instead? Why is that focused more on ahava than simcha? But something like Shabbat is meant to bring out a reality with me of ahava, and Yom Tov is meant to bring out a reality with me of simcha. Because the whole goal of all of the mitzvot are bring me to a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kol ha-nisyonot she-yudi over. And so too, by all of the tests that a Jew goes through, they're destined in their essence is meant to bring a person to Avat Hashem. Tzvot Shalom here is emphasizing for us that as we go through these parshiot of Lech Lecha and Vayera and we experience the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu, to recognize that these are tests that are showing us the essence of what it means to bring about a reality in our lives of Avat Hashem, and reinforcing for us that as the children of Avraham Avinu, as bearing the genes of Avraham Avinu, of each one of ourselves being our own Avraham Avinu in our own lives, our own Jews standing alone in our Avodat Hashem, to bring out within ourselves that reality of Avat Hashem and our desire to do mitzvot, to face the challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us be'ahava, be'simcha, knowing that Nisayon is allowing me to show my love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. whether it's through the difficult actions that we're challenged to take, or whether it's through the things in our lives that are beyond our control, and recognizing that if they're beyond our control, we couldn't have chosen them, and if we couldn't have chosen them, have the clarity of vision to see that that means that it came b'hashkachat Hashem, and to mekabel even the most difficult circumstances that come about in our lives that are beyond our control, be'ahava, and that that could be nisayon in and of itself. Through that, to be able to bring out mikoach el apoal, the deep love that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that to Him, to live that reality of Aravenu in our lives, and through that create a reality of ourselves of Ahava and Dvikut that will lead us into our own experience of true joy, of true Simcha, of true Ahava, and of true Dvikut in Olam HaElyon, in Olam HaBa, Bezrat Hashem, Mir V'Yamin.